This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Bjorn Lomborg reminds us that more than 1 million people die in traffic accidents globally each year. He says we could solve that problem by having governments reduce speed limits to 3 miles per hour. Of course, we would never do that because you need to consider other factors. He makes that point to illustrate that the mantra, follow the science, does not allow a rational evaluation of cost and benefit. He says the assertion lets politicians obscure and avoid responsibility for lopsided climate policy trade-offs. The Biden administration has set a goal of achieving net zero emissions economy by no later than 2050. Outgoing climate envoy John Kerry has said that there is no alternative and has also dismissed the idea that this goal is politically motivated. Lomborg explains that this kind of thinking conflates climate science and climate policy. Man-made climate change exists, but what societies do in response is still a matter of choice. The mantra that we must follow the science essentially shuts down rational discussions about the enormous and unsustainable costs being proposed. He reminds us that the world still gets 4/5 of its energy from fossil fuels, and half of the world's population depends entirely on food grown with synthetic fertilizer. Economist Neil Record showed that an abrupt end to fossil fuel use would cause nearly 6 billion deaths in less than a year. In addition to the human cost is the economic cost. The latest economic research estimates that the net zero policies would be more than 7 times as costly as the climate problem it's trying to address. We need a sensible, rational policy discussion when addressing the issue of climate change. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free booklet on a biblical view on big data, go to viewpoints.info/data. That's viewpoints.info/data.